Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1944, Metabolic Confusion, Why You Can't Outsmart Your Metabolism, part one, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Monday and happy Thanksgiving week if you're in the US, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows narrating blogs for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so whenever that happens, I read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So, with that, let's get right to the first half as we optimize your life. Metabolic Confusion, Why You Can't Outsmart Your Metabolism, Part 1, by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. On another journey into the darkest recesses of the internet, I came across something called the Metabolic Confusion Diet. Fans of the diet claim that it confuses your metabolism, which keeps it running faster than normal. This, in turn, will lead to more calories being burned and more fat being lost. What is metabolic confusion all about? And is it really going to help you lose fat faster? What is the metabolic confusion diet? The metabolic confusion diet involves alternating between high and low calorie days. On a low day, for example, you might consume 1,200 calories. On a high day, it might be somewhere in the region of 2,000 calories. The idea is that by varying your caloric intake, also known as calorie cycling, you'll boost your basal metabolic rate, the number of calories your body burns at rest just to keep you alive, as well as altering the levels of various hormones, such as leptin and ghrelin, all of which are supposed to help you avoid hitting a weight loss plateau. From what I can tell, there are no rules for the metabolic confusion diet. You might follow a diet that puts you in a calorie deficit and add in 2 to 3 high-calorie days every couple of weeks. You might have 2 weeks of higher calories and 2 weeks of lower calories, where you stay in a calorie deficit the whole time. Or you might have 1 high-calorie day each week, with the rest of the time spent eating fewer calories than normal. Does the metabolic confusion diet work? Your metabolism can certainly adapt to changes in your diet. Sensing a reduction in food intake, your body turns down the rate of heat production in order to conserve energy. However, this idea that you can confuse your metabolism is complete nonsense. In fact, research comparing continuous calorie restriction with diets that involve alternating between higher and lower calorie intakes show little difference in weight loss between the two. In one study, a group of overweight or obese young women were assigned to either a standard or an intermittent fasting diet. Twice a week, the fasting group reduced calories to just 25% of their daily calorie needs. On the other 5 days, they increased their calorie intake to the level required to maintain their weight. Continuous dieters, on the other hand, followed a more restrictive diet that involved cutting calories by the same amount each day. If switching between high and low calorie intakes somehow led to metabolic confusion and a faster metabolism, you'd expect to see a faster rate of fat loss in the calorie cycling group. But that isn't what happened. After 6 months, there were no significant differences in the amount of fat lost between the two groups. In a follow-up trial, researchers at the University of Illinois at Chicago compared a continuous diet with one that involved cycling between high and low calorie days. After 6 months, both groups of dieters had lost roughly the same amount of body fat. Going from a high calorie day to a low calorie day to a high calorie day and so on was no better for fat loss than continuous dieting. The benefits of calorie cycling. That's not to say there are no potential advantages to calorie cycling. If the metabolic confusion diet works in a similar way to intermittent fasting, it may have other benefits beyond just weight loss. Quote, intermittent fasting type diets can improve your ability to manage fuels in the body, known as metabolic flexibility. That's according to Dr. Adam Collins, a nutrition expert at the University of Surrey. Quote, metabolic flexibility means you're better at burning and storing carbohydrates when you need to, and equally better at managing the storage and release of fat from fat stores. This improves insulin sensitivity, which reduces overall risk from disease, such as cardiovascular disease and diabetes. All of this is independent of weight or weight loss. End quote. However, when it comes to weight loss, any benefits of calorie cycling has a lot more to do with an increase in dietary compliance than it does changes in your metabolic rate or leptin levels. For example, there was a trial published back in 2014 which compared regular calorie restriction with a calorie shifting diet. Calorie shifting is just another term for calorie cycling. This particular variation involved 11 days of calorie restriction, followed by 3 days where participants were allowed to eat what they wanted. The result? After 6 weeks of dieting, there was no significant difference in the amount of fat lost between the two groups. Whether they cycled their calories or followed a more restrictive diet, the end result was much the same. For the next 4 week trial, participants were told to eat a slightly higher level of calories. The aim here was to maintain their body weight. There was no calorie cycling, and both groups were told to eat the same amount of calories each day. During this month-long weight maintenance cycle, the calorie cycling group managed to keep the weight off. Regular dieters, on the other hand, gained back 50% of fat they'd lost. The results also show a bigger drop in resting metabolic rate in the regular dieters compared to the calorie cycling group, which is why this study is often used to support the idea that calorie cycling protects your metabolism during weight loss. However, the difference in resting metabolism between the two groups of dieters wasn't sufficient to explain the lower rate of fat regain in the calorie cycling group. Instead, it likely had more to do with improved dietary compliance than any metabolic magic. The calorie cycling group reported feeling less hungry and more satisfied than the calorie restriction group. Additionally, 14 of the 37 women in the calorie restriction group dropped out of the study. That's more than twice the number who dropped out of the calorie cycling group. This goes a long way towards explaining why the regular dieters gained back more of the lost body weight. Being told that you can eat just 1,200 calories a day for 6 weeks when you're used to eating double that amount will invariably lead to some kind of backlash once the diet is over. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Metabolic Confusion: Why You Can't Outsmart Your Metabolism by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I appreciated that Christian just didn't share his opinion here. He referenced studies that looked at whether metabolic confusion through dieting helped with weight loss or weight management. And he didn't just reference one study. He looked at multiple studies. This is important because if we base our conclusions off of just one study, then it may not paint a complete picture. Instead, looking at multiple studies gives us a bigger picture because we can then start to see trends. If a few studies, for example, show the same result, now we might be onto something. And tomorrow, Christian will provide us with even more studies on this topic. So that's going to do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for sharing this show with others. And I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.